a young WI, and I think the byproduct of that is probably that we have quite a lot of pregnancies at the moment. We've had over the last year 9 new babies, and we have 3 or 4 more in the pipeline that obviously we can't confirm or deny at this stage. But yes, a very fertile WI, and we do joke there's something in the cake.
That's Liz Wright, founder of Bedford's newest WI, the Scone Roses. Liz says taking recent fertility successes into account, it seems that her branch is less about jam making and more about baby making.
Definitely, yeah, the sterilisation is probably needed for something else rather than just our jam jars. But yeah, very much a baby making WI.
I'm Anwyn, and I'm one of the ladies that's recently populating the WI with little babies.
Yeah, there are a lot of you. There's obviously something going around. How old's your baby?
It's this tea. Be careful. Don't drink it.
Tea and coffee, ladies.
Ooh, now you're asking. Lemon and ginger infusion.
I've made so many lovely friends here, and it is amazing how many of us are at the same stage in life having new babies. I mean, I certainly didn't expect that the first time I turned up to the WI.
There's a lot of pregnant WI ladies in our group. We've had, who's had babies? So we've had, Anwyn, you've just had a baby.
Yeah, Joe's
had one.
Emma.
The other Joe.
Our friend Claire has just had a gorgeous little baby girl, Neve, who's beautiful. We've got another member, Janet, expecting. So there's a whole group of people all going to be mums.
Must be the only WI in the country to have its own mother and toddler group.
Absolutely.
They may well be, but they also have a lot in common with other WI groups, including the tradition of a guest speaker.
Good evening, ladies. My name's Mario Cacciottolo, and I run a photography website called Someone Once Told Me.
Mario takes photos of people who want to share a story. He asks them to write something memorable they've been told onto a sketchbook, takes a snap of them holding it and puts it on his website. And when he came to Bedford, he heard stories about... yes, babies.
I've grabbed a couple so far, and one of them was a very nice story about a lady who was pregnant, and she thought she may have a problem, so she went in for a checkup, and it turns out that she had twins. A complete surprise. And 4.5 years later, she has two bouncing twin boys. So her quote was, "There are two heartbeats." So clearly words that she's never ever going to forget.
Erin's the next one to give birth at the Scone Roses, with just a week left to go. At 27, she's not the age of a typical WI member, but she knew she'd love what a traditional WI group has to offer.
My main hobby that I share with most people here is baking cakes and decorating them, and that's how I met Liz. And then since I've come along, obviously, even though there's a varied age range, you tend to find that you have lots of other things in common with each other as well.
Although there's one WI tradition she has yet to enjoy.
I've never made jam, but I have made a baby.